Good morning, tribe. As usual, you're getting your weekend motivator fresh off a workout. So just so you guys know, I just got finished training for my 5K. I'm looking amazing because it was a day where I had to do stuff that I don't normally do when I am working out. And I wanted to talk to you guys about that today. So for years and years and years, I've had a story that I'm a slow runner, just wasn't built for running and things like that. And I say that as a story because it's real easy to find evidence that you can't do something. So I think about when I was overweight, I had a story about being overweight. I had a story that I'd failed too many diets. It was just going to be really hard. I was going to have to like not eat things that I like. I was going to have to just basically like, you know, I was never going to be able to go out with my friends when I wanted to. It's in my genes. Like, just what I want to emphasize is that you get to find evidence of anything you want to believe. So if you continually tell yourself a story that weight loss is going to be hard, harder for you because of your age, harder for you because you have little kids, harder for you because your kids are grown and you haven't put yourself first for a long time. Like, if you keep finding that kind of evidence, then what you do is you see all of it showing up on your action line. Most of us think that our actions are the evidence that we can't do things, and that's not true. I want you to think about this. Your actions are just a result of stuff that you're thinking about on the regular. So one of the hacks that I have for like with running and stuff has been, or like what I've noticed is that I've had the story about being slow, and for years and years and years, I've trained exactly the same ways. I have not really pushed myself. I've not hired a professional to help me figure out workouts, those kinds of things. Just like when I was overweight, if I kept telling myself it was going to be harder for me, I would do things like, I can't go out with my friends. And after about 3 weekends, I would be so lonely that I would rather go out with them than to be dieting. I would do things to prove whatever. So a hack for you guys is, right now, if you're just sitting around and you're like, I don't even know the story, or I just believe it so much, go and look at like this last week and notice what you've done and what you haven't done in order to lose weight. And then ask yourself, why was I doing that? Not from a place of like, well, because I'm fat and lazy. Now, some of that plays into it, because if you're telling yourself that stuff, you just need to know those things. And you just need to then understand, this is the stuff that I tell myself and it shows up on my action line. So maybe if I start telling myself some other things on purpose, that too can start showing up on my action line. The only way your action line in the model's ever going to change is if you start giving it different fuel. Our action line is always a product of the fuel that we give it. And when I say fuel, I don't mean your food. I mean your thoughts and your feelings. So look at your action lines in your little accountability groups with your partners and stuff. If you don't have an accountability group, you don't have a partner and you want one, you know where you can find one. Go to the Facebook group and go I think we now have where you can search by topic, and I think you can find either accountability or it might say hashtag daily post. If you don't know at all, just ask, say like, hey, I'm looking for an accountability group. What is the easiest way to get this done? And we will just tell you. So if you don't already know, do it that way. If you're not on Facebook and you do want to be hooked up with a partner, you can either email into support and we'll tell you where to go so that you can, we have places on our pnptribe.com website where you can post and people do search and find accountability partners there also. Because we, you know, a good bit of you are not in our Facebook group. But either way, in your accountability groups, what I want you to do is I want you to go and I want you all to talk about how you showed up this week without judgment. Like, your action line should be literally like a set of circumstances. Like, I ate on plan 3 days. I did not eat on plan 4 days. I ate past my 2. I followed my hunger scale. Just whatever's going on. If you had on your actions, no planning, fat girl thinking thoughts, you know, like worried, things like that can all also go on your action line. Like, if you like notice that, then what you guys can do is like get your actions together and then all of you investigate, okay, for these things to have happened, what story am I telling myself about my weight loss that's producing that those actions? And that story is important to know, because then you get to look at it and you don't need to think you're broken, and you don't need to judge it. You don't need to go to the doer. You just need to say, that produces this. So now we have to practice an equal amount of time, a different story to produce different actions. So figure out what those actions are that you look at the ones you currently have and see which ones you want to either replace, level up, improve a little bit, whatever you want to do, and say, all right, so what fuel do I need to give them? This week, I'm going to have to think on purpose, whether I believe it or not, these kinds of things when I want to think about this other stuff. And that's going to help me feel this way so that this week, when I'm doing the new actions, I'm at least giving myself the opportunity to have new fuel to fuel them. If you do that time and time again, guys, eventually what happens is you start seeing your perspective naturally shift, because you're starting to do things in a new way. You're starting to think on purpose in a new way. And the more you do that, the more your brain is going to think, oh, we must be wanting to change how we think. So let's start the process of putting that into our habit brain, and let's start retiring the old. That's how it works, guys. It's just how it works. All right, I can't wait to see what you guys think about this. When you watch this video, if you're in an accountability group or have a partner, tag your posse so that everybody gets to see this and everybody gets to listen to it. It will be in your private member podcast, so make sure you're listening there and watching for those every Friday. And discuss in here. I usually check these videos, and I like to check for the comments because I want to see what you guys are talking about, what you're learning. I want to see who's doing what, all that kind of stuff. All right, y'all have a good one. And just want to let you know, I'm going to go take a hot shower and clean up this hot mess from the workout. Just going back to the 5K, I have quit telling myself I'm a slow runner. I've started telling myself I'm training for a fast 5K. It's just a matter of changing how you talk about it. All right, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.